This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from the nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers said they discovered a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. This led British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to issue strict lockdowns. Canada, India, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Poland are among countries that have taken measures to limit or ban travel to and from Britain. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force were set to meet Monday afternoon to debate a temporary ban on passenger flights from Britain. U.S. airlines have already scaled back flights to and from Britain, as well as the rest of Europe. British Airways and Delta Airlines announced Monday they will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. This comes after calls to ban air travel by the state of New York's governor and New York City's mayor. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio pushing for a ban due to the mutant strain of the coronavirus. Virgin Atlantic followed and also announced it will require all London travelers to the U.S. to present evidence of a negative COVID-19 screening. BioNTech's chief executive is speaking out with a message of calm. Ugur Sahin of BioNTech, the company that co-developed the Pfizer vaccine, said he is confident that the vaccine would be effective against a variant of the coronavirus. He told Bild TV that his company is investigating the mutation, but he viewed the matter with a degree of soberness. The World Health Organization has also cautioned against major alarm, saying this was a normal part of the pandemic's evolution. The WHO added there is no evidence the new strain is deadlier. This is VOA News. European and British trade talks inched onward under renewed pressure Monday, especially as transport chaos triggered by the emergence of the more contagious variant of the coronavirus in Britain overshadowed efforts to reach a deal. Only 10 days are left until January 1st, when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union. Hopes of securing a new arrangement suffered a blow as another deadline passed. EU and British negotiators remained in Brussels with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing in Britain's waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight December 31st with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. The U.S. House of Representatives has begun debate on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package meant to stimulate a pandemic-hit economy. The bill is backed by the White House and includes $600 payments to most Americans, as well as additional payments to the millions of people thrown out of work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The House of Representatives is expected to vote sometime Monday evening. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters at the Capitol that passage of the legislation in the Senate will happen later Monday, but will be happening no matter what. The wide-ranging bill also spends $1.4 trillion on an array of federal programs through next September. It has a net cost of roughly $350 billion for coronavirus relief, according to McConnell. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware. The president-elect thanked the healthcare and clinical workers who have worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic. He also said the Trump administration deserves credit for getting Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine development program, off the ground. Also Monday, the U.S. government and two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains began a nationwide campaign to vaccinate nursing home residents. The program is led by Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated and CVS Health Corps. The U.S. now has two authorized vaccines to protect against the virus, one developed by Pfizer and BioNTech and one from Moderna Incorporated that was approved on Friday. The European Union has given official approval for the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. The EU's Executive Commission authorized the use for the bloc. This is Liz Pelka, VOA News.